Hello and welcome to the Once Upon a Mic podcast.
My name
is Kaylee.
And I'm Hunter.
And this is part two.
Yes, it is.
Last episode.
We didn't think it was going to go that long. So.
No, we yap and we yap.
So basically, if you're tuning into this one.
Yeah, go back, listen to that one.
I mean, I guess you can listen to this one.
But listen to both.
Yeah, right. Hey, actually, yeah. That's
great
a great
idea.
This is so smart.
Listen to both.
So.
Talking more about theater stuff, we also really want to talk about, like, our favorite roles. Like,
right.
Not that we've done, but, like, our dream
like
roles.
Like, something like, yeah, that if I was on Broadway,
this
is what I want to be doing.
And I included some that I'm like, yeah, I could maybe do this, maybe in my range, you know. And then I included some that I definitely could never do, but I would love to do, you know.
Right, right. No, I totally get that, because, like... I don't know. I just feel like it'd be so fun, you know? Like, why are we not on Broadway?
But also, I would love to have, like, more discussion about, like, some, like, musical theater, like, topics, themes, like, injustices,
yeah. Injustices is definitely a big topic.
Perchance.
Because we saw a lot of that.
Yeah. Well.
Well, okay.
Never mind.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
So, yeah, in the last one, yeah, we talked about roles we've been in now, dream roles. So, Kaylee, do you want to take it away?
I guess, not surprising to anyone, my first ever, like, dream role would be Belle from Beauty and the Beast.
Right.
And I think that's realistic.
Yeah.
Like, her songs are, like, I do a really good, Change in Me.
Yeah.
That song, I do that really good. I hate to brag.
Yeah, no, I can definitely see you singing that one. I think that'd be, singing as Belle, I think you'd do such a good job.
I think, like, I have it all memorized because I've been in the show twice.
Right, yeah, Kaylee's
far
down.
Far off places during, so, no.
Yeah, I won't here we go.
You have to pay me to do that.
Right. Kaylee's like,
yeah, offers.
Yep.
But yeah, Belle would be like, when I was a kid, that was my absolute dream. I think that kind of stemmed from the Beauty and the Beast show in Hollywood Studios at Disney. Because that was right next to, like, Tower of Terror and Rock and Roller Coaster.
Right.
So
you were scared to ride those?
Yeah, I didn't ride those until I was, like, in my teen years. But, and, like, my dad didn't like Tower of Terror either. So him and I would go watch the show. Or, like, maybe, like, me and my aunt uncle who didn't like the rides either would go watch the show.
Yeah.
So I love Beauty and the Beast a lot.
I definitely, it is such a cool show. But I gotta be honest, the one at Hollywood Studios...
It's
because
it's like only 30 minutes long and it kind of has to go through quick. And
well,
it's pretty much only like Belle and Gaston singing.
That's actually, that's the reason I don't like it. Is because, like Kaylee said, only Belle and Gaston sing. The Beast, Lumiere, Cogsworth,
it's all
whoever.
Like the animated voice, or like someone similar to the animated voice.
Right.
Like voice
it's
over.
Like it's like they pulled it from the movie, which I get. Kind of cool idea.
Yeah, yeah.
But I love hearing people sing in person.
Which is why,
like,
I love the Nemo show.
Right, because every single character sings.
Yeah.
Whereas, yeah, like on this one, it's like they obviously have the setup to do it since two of the characters do.
Yeah.
Why don't they all sing? Anyway.
Mm-hmm. I also think it's really funny when Gaston, because like you can tell sometimes, like sometimes it's just a muscular dude. Sometimes you can tell he's got some padding for his muscles, yeah. Which I think is kind of funny.
You're like, yeah, he's not a...
Gaston in your show needed. He did that because he's
yes, he did.
Guy.
He
no
was
offense.
Very, very scrawny little guy. If you're listening,
okay. So, Hunter, give me one now.
Okay, so for me, I honestly, I would just like to be on Broadway.
I
would just like to be back in theater again.
I think we all sang. Sorry,
I think we all. What's that from?
Oh, the Victorious interview or whatever when they asked. Okay, we're not talking about it.
I feel like such a cool role. Just to say that you did it would be like Phantom, like on Broadway.
Phantom from what? What show?
Yeah, right, exactly. If I say, I was the Phantom.
Yeah.
Everybody, I feel like if people didn't know what you're talking about, they're lying, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that'd be such a cool role because, yeah, you wouldn't
that'd
have to explain.
Cool.
If you were like, yeah, I played... J.M. Barry.
Yeah, they'd be like,
who? Honestly, I would say that because I'd be like, who is that? And then I'm like,
oh yeah.
From Finding Neverland. But yeah, so anyway, I feel like that'd be such, like, the one of the, like, any role where it's like, okay, yeah, they know who that is. You know, like Elphaba.
I
feel like it's a pretty,
yeah,
like,
you know who Elphaba is.
Right.
We probably should say, like, Hunter, what's your, like, voice type? Like,
oh,
what?
Oh, yeah. So,
like, you could say, like, is it realistic for you to be Phantom? Like, what do you, I don't
so,
know.
So, when I've sang Phantom, it is like right on the edge of what I'm comfortable with singing.
Like high.
For like chest voice. Kinda. No, head voice. I don't know. Whatever it is. And it's so I'm a baritone / bass.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I feel more bass. Sometimes I feel more baritone. I think it 100% depends on the day. Like, there's some times where I'm like, ooh, yes, I'm getting all these notes. And there's some times where it's like, I don't know what's going on because I cannot sing. So, realistically, I'd probably sing song like what is it? What's his name? What's his name? Vlad.
From what?
From Anastasia.
Oh,
isn't he like the really low, you know, like the really low singing guy? I swore, like, because he sings in, like, If I Can Learn to Do It.
Oh, that guy?
But the low, I feel like, anyway, sorry, I'm getting off track. I feel like my voice is on the lower end of the baritone scale.
Yeah, but not fully bass.
Right, but not, because there's some basses where, that's what friends are for. Like in,
you just said that, baby girl.
On the,
the
castle.
Yeah.
At Magic Kingdom. Anyway, sorry. All right, your turn.
Well, I was gonna say, back in my day, I was a first soprano. And then now that I've kind of stopped singing as much, my voice is definitely kind of settled.
He's a bass now.
Como dito? How do you say?
Little
boy voice.
Little boy voice.
It's like, when we, like, I'll sing Kaylee's, like, Giants in the Sky. Pirelli's Miracle Elixir. I can do that pretty good.
Yeah.
But mezzo or like probably more alto leaning.
Okay.
Once upon a time I could, like, one of my people's actually Christine.
Kaylee, I was just saying Kaylee sang higher than Phantom. Christine.
and I maybe didn't do it well, but I could do it when I was in high school or whatnot. So I definitely would love to be Christine.
Right.
But I don't think I could do it. I think I could be Phantom if I was the boy. Or they, you know, didn't care about gender and the role or whatever. Because I think I could hit Phantom's notes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think you would do a really good job at Phantom. I feel like you'd have the, I don't know, the power behind his voice that he has.
Mm-hmm. And I'm creepy, so.
Yeah. I mean, you've got the whole pack.
What?
The voice is in your
head. Yeah. But Christine has the voice in her head.
Oh, sorry. Okay, so your turn. Or was it your turn?
Well, I just agreed that I'd also want to be Phantom.
Okay. All right, let's hear it. Kaylee, what's your next one?
This one's a two for special. From Heathers, I think I very much could be Veronica.
Yeah,
the main girl in Heathers. I definitely could be her. I think I can hit all her notes and stuff. And, you know, it may not sound great, but, like, I think I could do it if I was trained. But I would also... I absolutely love to play JD. Hate JD. Not a good person.
Not a
JD's
good person
awful.
In the slightest.
Murderer.
Literally, like, probably so horrible. Fun. I don't... Yeah, like, he's... Yeah, horrible.
Yeah, but that'd be so fun to play JD.
I love... Like, and this is, again, but what's the... Meant to be Yours?
Yeah.
That's like... It is such a fun song. Yeah. Like,
I'm gonna kill everybody for our love.
Right. But, man, it's kind of a fun song to sing. So, I totally get that. He's actually on my list. JD is.
Yeah.
I think that would be such a... Like, I really like the characters that are very dramatic.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't like...
Because he's like, get over yourself, dude. Like...
Right. Like, being funny is not me.
Really?
I feel like I'm very dramatic. Kaylee's like, really?
Since when?
So, another one I have on my list, I don't like this... I like this musical. It's an amazing musical.
Mm.
But I don't like watching it. And that is Les Mis.
Okay. I was like, wait.
Yeah, I love that musical. It's too sad. I would love to be Jean Valjean.
Yeah.
2-4
No, that's okay. That's okay.
Kaylee's like, yeah.
Don't do that for free, baby girl.
I feel like that'd be such a cool role to play, like Jean Valjean.
Mm-hmm. Do you think you could do it?
Maybe. If Hugh Jackman can do it, I mean, you know, anybody. I'm just kidding. No. I can do it.
Yeah.
No, I maybe. I think if I had training. I think I could.
Yeah.
Which I would love to get voice training.
Oh my God. Yeah. I did voice lessons and I don't know. If with like a professional, that'd be like really cool, but I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah.
From Les Mis, I would want to be Eponine.
Really?
Mm-hmm. On my own.
That was can't stop. We got to start charging for this.
Yeah.
Wait,
we could. Right. Yeah. Sign around for our Patreon. No, I'm just kidding.
Right. If any of you are interested. No. But yeah, I think that'd be such a cool one to play as well.
Because I'm used to chasing after people who don't want me back, so I'm lucky I got you, baby girl.
We actually just saw Les Mis recently.
Yeah.
And again, beautiful musical.
Mm-hmm.
But I just...
I love it. I love
to cry. For number one, I have no idea. I've watched it before. We watched a recap. Still didn't know what was going on. So
I saw like the movie musical, like the one that with Hugh Jackman.
Right.
And when I watched that the first time, no idea what was going on. But then when we watched it like on stage,
you understood what they were saying?
I understood what was going on. No. Absolutely. And then we watched the recap before we saw it this last time. And I was like, okay, yeah, I definitely get it. And then we saw it. And I was like, I get this. I know what's
There's
going
no
on.
No way.
I know what's happening. 100%. Yeah.
And again, they're beautiful. Their singing is so beautiful. But I think that one, like the vibrato is set to 10. And with that, I feel like I lose out on a lot. Like, I don't know if I'm just...
Because it's like all singing for the most part.
Right,
90%
singing. Like, I feel like their words just get lost on me. And I'm like...
You need captions? What? Yeah.
I would love captions.
I'll just read a book.
I love captions. We always have captions on when we watch TV.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, what's next? Who's next?
So, this is another, like, Disney Broadway one. I absolutely could be Anna from Frozen.
I think so.
100%. I'd be a good Anna because she's like funny and goofy and like a so me. I love Anna.
So me. Yeah, mm-hmm. No, I think you'd be really good at that. I forgot there was a musical version of that.
Yeah, like a Broadway. Well, I don't know if it was on Broadway, but like Broadway style, I
That'd
guess.
Be so fun to see. I love musicals.
Oh, I love like you see videos of the change of like Elsa when she's in her like coronation gown. And then it rips like the Let It Go outfit, and they like pull her the fabric off.
Really?
Like, Let It Go. It's so cool. Okay,
that's so cool. I would love to see that.
Mm-hmm.
I would love. Okay, so this one it's not Disney, but man, would it be cool to play Shrek in the Shrek musical?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We said this in the last episode. I love the Shrek musical.
It's so good.
And I feel like it would be so much fun to play him.
Mm-hmm. Because it used to be on Netflix, but I don't know if it is anymore.
I hope it is, because yeah. It's good. But, I mean, I'm a larger guy.
Really?
You know, and I feel like I could easily fit the part with minimal costume. You know, like, so... again, I think... I could not imagine...
I'm so sorry.
Bless you, Kaylee.
Thank you.
I could not imagine having to put on that makeup every day that you perform.
Mm-hmm.
That would kind of suck. I feel like your skin has to be dyed,
like
after
painted,
that, right?
like you're just like a little bit yellow after all the green,
right? Yeah, something. But man, Shrek would be such a cool role to play, and yeah. I think I could do it.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
I think Fiona would be so much fun.
I agree.
The only part, I think I could do it, except, like, when, like, she's, like, with the bird, and, like, she, like, sings so high,
oh,
and
yeah.
The bird explodes. I think I could, like, I could get there, but, like, I couldn't just, like, do it off, like, Kaylee right. sing it right now. Like, I couldn't
right,
do that, but
like,
I think
right,
I could
right.
get there. But Fiona, I think she's so funny. And then I think you and I, like, I think I got you beat. We would have so
that
much
would be
fun.
So much fun with, to
you
play.
And, you and me, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be great. Like, how about we just start our own
right,
theater
all right,
company?
Here we go.
The new Broadway.
Oh, I thought you were going to say start singing right now.
Oh, no.
The new Broadway in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Yep, everybody's going to come on.
You betcha.
Another. I feel like Farquaad would be cool to play. And I don't know. What do you think?
I can't say what I think I want to say. But
Well, you've got the height for it, Kaylee.
I'm 5'9". You shut your mouth. Farquaad would be fun. I don't know
fun.
If you could pull it off.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I guess I'll remove the star saying I can.
I'm just kidding. You could do it, honey. You could do anything you set your mind to.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
So funny.
Let's hear yours.
Okay. What do I do? Okay. You mentioned this musical, Finding Neverland.
Okay.
Sylvia, the lady. The main lady in...
I've never actually seen Finding Neverland.
Yeah.
But I've, like...
You've heard the soundtrack.
I've heard the song.
Yeah. So, Finding Neverland is about J.M. Barrie, who wrote Peter Pan. And he's, like, kind of, like, lost and, like, doesn't know what to do with his life, kind of.
Right.
And he, like, meets this woman and her four children, her four boys. And his life gets, like, all flipped around, and so does theirs. It's absolutely beautiful.
Okay.
It's a really beautiful story. There's a movie with, like... Johnny Depp, which like isn't a musical, but like it's still good.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's like from like it has like the kid from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
What?
Yeah. Okay.
Are you
well,
sure Johnny Depp and the kid from Charlie. Are you sure you just
wait? Is it? No, maybe it's not. Shut up. Let me look it up.
I'm like, I mean, I don't trust you. I'm just, I've never heard of this movie, so.
Wait.
Kaylee's playing with, no, Kaylee's playing with the facts right now.
Right now?
I do trust you. I trust you.
Yeah, it is. Oh my God, you made me think I was crazy.
No, I'm just saying. It's so funny that they're both in there.
Yeah.
You're gonna be like, yeah, and so is, you know, like every other person in the cast.
Yeah. No, but, yeah, I think I could do her too. I could sing her part as well.
Do you think I could play J.M. Barry?
I think you could.
Yeah,
Matthew right. Morrison. Yeah.
If Matthew Morrison
can do it, he can
do it. Right. No hate.
I saw that on Broadway. I tweeted at the J.M. Barry that we saw on Broadway, and he tweeted me back.
You're kidding.
No, why would I joke about that?
Kaylee's like, that was one of the best things that ever happened to me.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember who he was, but he tweeted me back.
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Who else is in Finding Neverland?
There's like the boss who's like Captain Hook.
Oh.
Like the, raise your glasses with the one and only J.M. Barry.
Who's the guy who sings Play?
They all sing Play.
Well, like, who's the, there's a memory.
That's not in the musical.
What?
That's like the guitar. You're talking about like the little guitar version or whatever?
Yeah, okay.
That's just the cast. The play in the musical is like more like fun, and it's like ensemble people that are mostly singing it.
Really?
Yeah.
Who sings it in the acoustic version?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
So the only reason I know that song is because for our high school, they had us
sing
that song.
Mm-hmm.
I did not realize that wasn't actually. I mean, I guess I knew it wasn't in the. I thought it was a similar version that they just happened to be recording off.
Play, this was play.
Really? Yeah. That's funny. We'll have to watch that. Seems like it'd be a lot of fun.
It is.
All right, whose turn is it? Mine or yours?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so this is a different musical. Hamilton. I feel like playing King George would be a lot of fun.
You could.
Yeah, you think so?
As a white man, you could play King George. That's it.
I think that it would be. I think it'd be a cool role.
Yeah,
And to be in a role that Jonathan Groff also was in.
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding?
Love Jonathan Groff.
Like, that'd be so fun. So yeah, that'd be a cool role, and I think I would be able to. And I can spit like he can. So.
Yeah. Oh God, I couldn't, but I would love to be Eliza.
Yeah.
I think out of the Skylar sisters, I'd love to be her the most.
Yeah.
Because she's so, like, soft, I guess. Like, it's, like it's, like, sweet, like, helpless. It's
a, yeah.
It's so nice. I like it.
Let's hear that again.
But another one I would also, I'd love to be Lafayette/Jefferson.
Oh.
For those who know, same actor who plays Lafayette in Act 1 that plays Thomas Jefferson in Act 2.
Oh yes, yeah, yes. Yeah.
If you don't know, so that'd be so much fun because would I be so fun? But again, you could not be main characters in Hamilton because it's POC.
They have a very diverse cast.
Yeah.
But so again, be fun. Yeah, it's nice to dream.
Yeah. Right.
All right. What's another role?
I would love to be Anya in Anastasia.
Yeah.
I think I could do it as well because she doesn't like go like crazy high or anything. I think she'd be so much fun because she's like, I don't know, just like hopeful and like determined to like, but like scared. Oh, so good.
She's on my list as well.
You'd want to be her?
I would totally play Anya. I think that'd be such a fun role to play.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw Anya at our local traveling theater, whatever.
Yeah.
And it was such a cool musical and
it was
like,
really good.
This is a work of art. You know, like, this, it was really cool. So,
so beautiful.
Anya, I would love to play. But for the guys, I would love to play, like, Dimitri. That's the guy who sings
like, love interest.
Right, yeah. That'd be such a fun role.
Mm-hmm.
Even, like, Vlad, too.
Yeah.
Or Gleb, the bad guy.
Yeah.
That would be a fun one, too.
You like the Neva Flows, that song.
I love that song. Because it's that song's pretty low. And he uses a lot of falsetto in it, too, which I think is so he's, like, singing low, and then he also has falsetto. Such a cool song, and I love to sing that one. So I think that would be such a cool role to play, too.
What's next?
All right. So I've never seen this one, but I love one of the songs in it from The Waitress. Actually, two of the songs. Okay. There's Dr. Jim Pomatter, and he sings It Only Takes a Taste.
Oh, yeah.
I love that song. That's such a pretty one.
Yeah, it's fun.
And again, he also has like a beautiful singing voice in there. So that's a fun one. Again, I don't know any other thing he does in that musical.
I think it's inappropriate what he does.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a gynecologist, isn't he? I think when I was looking up, because I didn't know his name, so I was Googling. He's like, okay.
And I think they do some nasty stuff.
Okay, never mind. I don't want to play it. I love that song. I'd want to sing that song.
Yeah.
Otherwise, Ogie, when like, Don, I will never. That was a fun one, too. So, again, I don't know what else he does either, but I think that'd be kind of fun. Also, sorry if you hear a kitty meowing in the background.
Yep, I'm not sorry. Please hear our kitty.
Yeah, please hear that. Yeah, she's beautiful.
So, one that I think I could definitely sing, and I definitely look the part for, is Tracy from Hairspray.
Tracy Turnblad.
Because she's chubby. I'm chubby. And, yeah, I definitely could do Tracy. I think that'd be so much fun. I agree. I'm not a good... I think I can dance. So you think you can dance? I think I can dance.
I can't dance at all.
Yeah, it's not, like, doesn't have much rhythm that wise. But, actually, like, music-wise...
Let me remove the star next to Link.
And I'm... Link, you could do that.
Yeah, but I can't dance. I'd be like, all right, watch him dance.
Yeah.
I think you learned Tracy's dances.
Yeah.
I think you could do that.
Mm-hmm.
You can't see it, but Kaylee's dancing right now. Picture. I actually put Link on mine, but yeah, like I said, I just moved that star because I can't dance.
Love.
Yeah, I love. He does good. And otherwise, Corny Collins,
yeah.
I feel like he doesn't dance, right? He's just the narrator.
Yeah, well, he's like the host.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think I could do that, and I think that would be a lot of fun.
He's corny. That'd be fun for you. I think you'd do really good at corny.
Thank you. I think it'd be a good one. Oh, who's next?
You can go.
All right. This one I put again. I haven't seen the musical, but I love the songs Beetlejuice.
Say it one more time.
Beetlejuice. Ah! Wait, we're good. I think that'd be such a fun role. You could use a buddy, but I feel like that would hurt after a while. But apparently, he has like something.
He's an actual like flap or something in his like throat,
so it doesn't hurt him.
Yeah,
or something. So he's like perfect.
Don't
for the
quote
role.
Us on that. I think he said that in an interview.
Yeah, maybe he's lying. I don't know. But
Alex Brightman, that's who it is.
Yeah. No, and it's so sad that it got popular like after. It was being taken off of Broadway, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, I think it got popular when they, like, decided to replace it with a new show.
Yeah.
Don't quote me on that. But,
I think you're right. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure. And then it was, like, too late at that point because the other show was ready to move in. And then TikTok was like, hey, here's a great show. Everybody check it out. And then we're like, dang it. But I would love to see that.
Okay. I also have Beetlejuice on here.
Okay.
For the role of Beetlejuice. I could not do it, like, because I'm not a man. But, you know, if they throw out gender or something, I think I could.
I think that'd be a fun one. What about, what's Lydia?
I could not do it. I would not. I can't. Her song that she sings.
Yeah.
D-E-A-D.
Dead Mom.
Yeah, I can't say those words.
Yeah.
I can't put that in the universe. Mm-hmm. I'm not good on wood right now. Yeah. I will not say. I am a pretty superstitious person. More than a little stitious. I'm superstitious.
It's such a pretty song, though. Hey, Mom. I love that. Because it's like, I don't know. I think it's such a, but yeah, I hate.
What's the Barbara?
Who?
The girl that like dies when they're like, the guy and girl.
Yeah. Lydia. What? You already did. Like that. And then those people.
Because like, I love the song they sing in the beginning, like the ready set or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, what's the point of having children if we're drowning in debt?
That's really funny.
That's a funny song. I like it.
What about the Deo or like No.
What's the you know?
Yeah.
But I was depressed.
That's a good one.
Oh, I think only Barbara or Beetlejuice.
Yeah. Okay.
I think for more like realistic ones for me. I think I could be Baker's wife in Into the Woods.
Yeah.
And I think that'd be a lot of fun. I don't like that she cheats on her husband, but she immediately dies, so karma.
Got him.
But so I think I'd definitely be her. I think I could maybe be Cinderella. And Into the Woods.
I was like, isn't that a different musical? But I forgot that she's also in that. Yeah.
I could maybe be Anna Kendrick, but.
Okay.
I don't know for sure.
I actually, I have the Baker from Into the Woods on my list.
There we go.
James Corden. I feel like has a similar range to me. So
unfortunate.
So I feel like I could play that character. I think it'd be fun. Otherwise, what's the name? Who's Chris Pine play?
Cinderella's prince?
Yeah, or like one of those, or
Rapunzel's prince.
Rapunzel's prince. I feel like one of those would be fun too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if their range is the same as mine.
I think you could sing Cinderella's prince. I think you could sing either one.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be a fun
one. They're not on stage as much as like the baker, but
right, yeah. So baker's number one, but yeah. I guess
if I have to be on Broadway, right. Into the woods,
right. Mm. All right, what's next?
Socks off. Go ahead.
Oh, me. Okay.
Yeah.
So obviously we've got the title character Evan Hansen from Dear Evan Hansen.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to play that again, similar to like being in a role that Jonathan Groff's in, being in a role that Ben Platt has also been mm-hmm. in. Come on. Like that would be
Jordan
so.
Jordan Fisher too,
right? The musical. I don't know how much. I wouldn't say it's like
the music is like You Will Be Found is beautiful.
Right.
Words Fail is like oh
my goodness.
Like,
yeah.
Evan Hansen, not a good guy.
Right. And like the musical itself, I feel like is like mm-hmm. I love To Break in a Glove though, but Kaylee hates that song.
To Break in a Glove. It's so bad.
For Kaylee, that's a skip.
Yeah. I hear like this glove's really cool. Wow, and I skip. Skip.
This club's really cool. Wow. You want it?
Nope. I don't know anything else because I skip it.
I love that song.
No, absolutely not.
And I think that'd be fun. Otherwise, who's the other main character in that one? The guy?
Well, Connor Murphy, I guess.
Right. Who's the one most on the stage?
There's his friend.
What's his name? I can't think of his name. Whatever his name is, that mm-hmm. one, I would play that too. I say this like I'm going to be picky.
Yeah. If they want me,
if
I'm
they
doing
wanted
it.
Me to be even on the like stage crew, yeah. I would absolutely sign up for that.
Absolutely, yeah.
Like, or and even an audience member.
Yeah, for every night. Right. Yeah, I do.
Yep.
From Dear Evan Hansen, I also have Evan Hansen.
Yeah.
I don't really want to be Zoe Murphy because I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, she's just like. She's there, you know.
Yeah.
But like again, Evan, not a good guy. I think he's like very like neurodivergent, and like he's got something going on up there. That because like why would you do that? Like make up a whole story.
I feel like it would have been so much easier to not.
Yeah.
Like, but you know. But then, hey, where's the musical?
He just kept digging, you know.
Right, like, right. And you're like bigger stop, hole for stop. And the doll breaks apart, and then you feel bad for him. But then you're like, well,
yeah, you kind of
brought it on yourself.
Yeah,
I don't know.
But I think I could be very awkward.
Yeah, no, I think
absolutely, Kaylee.
Absolutely, Kaylee.
So I would love to do that. Another,
just kidding, of course.
Yeah, whatever. title character in a musical that I would like to do. That I could not for many reasons is Aladdin from Aladdin.
I have that one too, and I also mentioned that I couldn't actually do it.
Yeah, because I love Proud of Your Boy. I also love what's the song?
Achilles Lost. Oh,
one jump ahead, but the reprise.
The reprise.
Don't throw me now.
Kaylee and I debate if it's reprise or reprise.
I'm shut
sure
up.
It's reprise.
I don't want to talk about it. That's like, I can't say the J-A-G-U-A-R.
Oh, yeah, so Jaguar.
I'm not going to try.
Kaylee says Jaguar or something like that.
No,
I
can't do it.
It's kind of funny.
Anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'd love to be Aladdin. I don't want to be Jasmine. I think it's because the Jasmine that was the original Broadway cast, I just can't listen to
her. Kaylee does
not
like her.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, I have Aladdin on here. Otherwise, like, the genie would be so fun to play as well.
What is going to do?
That's such a fun one. But yeah, so definitely, I think that'd be a really cool role to play.
Yeah.
Otherwise, for me, from Newsies, I would love to play Jack Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
That would be such a fun role.
Yeah.
Again, in the last podcast, I mentioned Newsies itself, I'm not, like, the biggest fan of.
Yeah.
But Jack Kelly would be such a cool role to play.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, what's the other guy?
Davey?
Davey, yeah. He'd be cool to play as well.
Yeah.
Or even, what's Pulitzer, too, the bad guy?
Yeah.
I would play any of those roles. And I think they'd be a lot of fun to do.
Mm-hmm. I also put down Jack Kelly.
Yeah.
Because, I can do a mean Santa Fe.
Yeah, no.
Let me tell you.
Yeah. Actually, let's hear it.
No. One, two, three, four. I can do a mean Santa Fe. I didn't put down
Catherine.
Is that her name? Yeah, I did not put her down. She's fine. Nothing against her. I just would rather be Jack Kelly.
Oh, 100%. I get it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you have put anyone from this musical down, but I think it'd be so much fun to be Mrs. Lovett from Sweeney Todd.
I don't like Sweeney Todd.
I know.
Kaylee likes those movies, and I don't know. I just don't like them.
Those movies. Those movies. I think that'd be so fun.
I think it would be fun.
I think I could do it as well.
Yeah, I think you could.
I also, from Sweeney Todd, the other character that I put down, Anthony.
Who's that again?
The guy who sings Joanna.
Oh, he's like...
I do a mean Joanna as well. I'm pretty good at that song.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think you do good at that one. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you do good at all of them.
Thanks.
No problem.
You already married me. You don't have to...
Oh, okay. Well,
in that case.
Yeah. I put down... No, I didn't put anybody down from Sweeney Todd.
That's fine.
I think it would be cool to play Frankenfurter.
Yeah. You want to wear a nice little corset and fish vest?
I think that would be such... I don't know. I feel like that would be a wild role to play, right?
How'd you do?
Thank you. what's the name? Why can't I think of it?
Rocky Horror.
Yeah, I was like, why can't I think of the name? I don't like that show.
I love Rocky Horror.
I've watched it three times now.
Yeah.
I saw it in the movie. I saw it in theaters, and then I saw it in the movie again.
Yeah.
All three times. I'm like, what am I watching? I'm like, oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. But anyway,
No, I also put down Frankenfurter.
Really?
Because I think I could do that really good as well.
That's funny.
Again, not a good person. But like,
right.
I think that'd be so fun to be Frankenfurter.
I don't know if I could do it though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't look the part either. You know, like
it's okay.
I would not fit into his outfit. You know, but
we
man,
can get you a double XL. It's okay.
Sorry if you hear the cat's auto feeder.
Okay.
I feel like every show, we've got something about sorry about, and the then cat is in there.
No, but I would also love to be Frankenfurter. I also put down Janet.
What about Brad? I do Brad too.
What is like Janet SLUT and then Brad A-hole?
Yeah, when you're watching the show.
Yeah, the live.
Those are so funny.
Anyway, being Janet, I think I would be self-conscious about Janet.
Yeah.
Because like she also wears like Frankenfurter. I feel like I would rock it, but as Janet, because like you're supposed to be like, oh no, don't look at me. But I think it'd be a lot of fun to be Magenta, which is one of like the girl with like the big hair.
Because
I have big hair too, so
yeah, no, that'd be a fun one.
Mm-hmm. So from Wicked, I think realistically I could be Elphaba.
Yeah,
but that's not the one where you're painted green every day, all day, every day you're green.
I know.
But I think
hour long shower, like immediately after the show, probably when you get home too. Mm-hmm. You know, like
I definitely would love to be Elphaba, and of course, yeah, if given the opportunity, I would take it. I think I would rather be Glinda though.
Really?
But I can't do like the high stuff anymore.
Less paint though too, you know?
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about that.
Mm-hmm. Plus I do a mean popular. I'm just bragging about myself. We're not like the best singers in the world. Like don't like we're not saying
yeah, they're gonna be expecting us to be like
yeah, we're fine. You know?
Yeah.
With like proper training, I think we could be on Broadway.
I think we could. I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I would really need some strong training in the dance department too.
But... 5, 6, 7, 8.
For me, I put down that I would love to play Elphaba.
Yeah.
I think that'd be fun. But mainly Fiero, I think, would be a cool role to play.
It'd be fun if we were both Elphaba and Fiero.
Right? And I feel like I could potentially sing him.
Yeah, I think you could.
Like, again, I would need some training, but I think I could definitely... Mm-hmm. I think I could do it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right, let's hear what's next for you, Q.
No, you go ahead.
Okay. I also have Seymour from Little Shop of Horrors. That would be such a fun one.
Yeah.
And again...
Does that happen?
I think I mentioned Jeremy Jordan in the last one, too.
Mm-hmm.
There's a version of him singing Grow For Me.
Yeah.
So good. Literally.
Look it up.
So good. Yes, so look good. It up. It is really good. So he is my inspiration for this one. Because I would
just
love,
in general.
Just in general. Jeremy Jordan is my inspiration to do anything in life.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so also Real quick, yeah. I know we'd already mentioned Phantom. I wrote down Christine, that I would love to play her character as well.
Yeah.
I also put down Raoul. I think that'd be a fun one as well.
So, Phantom or Raoul, though? Who would you rather
I'd rather play Phantom.
Yeah.
But Raoul would be such a cool... Right. Yeah. Raoul would be such a cool character. Sorry. Mm-hmm. I just remember I had that on there.
No, you're good. How many more do you have? Because I only have two more.
I have four more.
Well, I see one that we have the same, so I'm going to say it now. Mean Girls.
Yeah.
Of course, if I was offered Katie, I'd be Katie. If I was offered Gretchen, I'd be Gretchen. I really don't care. You know, whatever.
Why are you so disappointed, Katie?
But I'd most want to be Regina George.
Regina George would be such a fun role to play. Mm-hmm.
The thing that I couldn't do is the line... Renee Rapp. How dare you?
You Detective Diaz. Stop.
Because, like, there's a line, which, like, they change it sometimes, but where she says, like, I never weigh more than 115. And if you look at me, you can tell I weigh more than 115. But, like, sometimes they change it so that filter you use looks just like me.
Oh.
So, like, if they change it, it's fine. But, like,
right.
They'd be like, girl, you mean 315?
I put Regina George.
Yeah.
I think that would be so fun to play.
My name is Regina.
I love the emotion in, like, all of her songs. Mm-hmm. We saw that one in theaters. A lot of people were upset when they found out it was a musical. That made me excited.
Yeah.
I love musicals.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought Renee Rapp did such a good job in that role.
She always does.
And I'm actually really sad that her, like, because I like the musicals albums as well. And I'm sad that the musical doesn't have her as the...
Well, she wasn't the original Broadway. Right. But she was on Broadway with it.
I wish that she... had a recording of her singing.
Yeah. She was only 19 when she did it.
That's crazy.
She's like my age, yeah.
Yeah. She, crazy. She was a Jimmy Awards winner, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of where she got her start. I think that'd be so. Anyway, Regina George, such a cool
thing. I think I could be Karen.
Yeah.
Mm hmm.
I think you would do a good job at any of them.
Thanks.
Yeah.
You're so sweet.
I
have one more.
Okay, let's hear your last one.
Okay. This one, it's not like a real Broadway musical, but have you ever heard of a Harry Potter musical?
I'm not sure it counts.
It counts. Because I think, so, one, okay. I would want to be Harry Potter. Darren Criss. I could be Darren Criss.
Yeah.
Darren
Criss is such a good singer, too.
Mm-hmm.
Was he on Broadway?
Yeah.
Fresh who?
I think he most recently was it on Broadway or was it somewhere else? Seymour from
the Really? Show
Board. Yeah.
Oh, well, now I got to see that, right?
Yeah.
She's also really good.
Yeah. But there's a joke which like maybe I shouldn't even never mind. I'm not gonna say it.
We're going to skip that joke.
Yep.
All right. So actually I guess we already went from Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
I think playing Belle, I forgot to mention this, Belle would be fun. Also, playing the Beast on Broadway would be such a cool
Wow, so doing it once wasn't good enough for you?
I think it'd be cool. But anyway, so I forgot. So those ones, ignore.
I have last one.
Curly from Oklahoma.
And podcast done.
Word on you.
Find a new co-host.
I think that that would be such a fun role to play. I like that character from Oklahoma. So Curly would be fun. Otherwise, I mean, Judd Fry would be fun too, you know.
Girl, you can't do stuff you already did. That's not fun. It's a dream
I didn't do
role.
It on Broadway. A dream role. Any role on Broadway is a dream role. You're right. But anyway, that's all I have for my list. But so we have been talking for quite a while now. I guess I didn't realize, you know, we have a lot of dream roles.
A lot of dream roles.
But again, I am not going to be picky, you know, for any role that if they were to offer me one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But
even being like tree number two.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Again. All right. Yeah. And like I said earlier, stage crew. Yes, please. I would do it. Mm-hmm. I would do it. You know,
I would like, I really do miss theater. Part of it like is like the performing and like being on a stage and stuff like that.
And like
that's, it's really cool. Cause like for me, I'm definitely more of an introverted person. Like when like you get to know me and stuff, I definitely will talk and I'll have conversations with like my family and friends and stuff. But like with people, I'm very more introverted and like being on stage, it's like, you can't do that. And I'm okay with it, you know?
Right. And like, I feel like these people, like a lot of them are like your family too. Like, you hang out with these people so much.
Yeah.
Like, I made such good friends
mm-hmm.
in musical. Actually, yeah. all of my friends that I speak to now were made through musical.
Yeah.
Or through theater or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's such cool because like, you're all have a common enemy. And that is your work schedule, you know, like, you know, like, yeah. like the stress.
They all understand it.
They all, everybody understands, right? They're all in mm-hmm. the same boat as you. They all had this same dream that you did, mm-hmm. And I just think that's so cool that it's like you're just hanging out with your buddies.
Absolutely.
So it's like it's not even. It's like it, I wouldn't even call being on Broadway a job. Like for me, I think that it wouldn't be work. It would be something that I just love to do. You know,
yeah.
I think obviously it gets stressful and stuff, but I think it's right, like it's but... a different kind of stress.
Yeah.
And I think it's really rewarding.
And you have to like do a lot of work to get to that point.
Right, right.
Like, because people move to New York every day.
Right, to achieve,
on Broadway or being a star and stuff. Like,
mm-hmm. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like, I wonder what like the percentage of success, like the yeah. success rate is.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm sure a lot of it is like,
if you know somebody too,
right.
that helps.
Yeah,
a lot.
Absolutely. Like making connections
mm-hmm.
gets you in, you know, and then from there you can kind of grow. But getting yeah. those connections in the first place, I feel like is really yeah. hard too. But
in like today's day and age too, like you can like go viral off of a like TikTok of you singing or something, and
right.
that can like bring you really far.
Yeah, no, and it's kind of the access we have is crazy.
Yeah.
I guess this is turning into the discussion because we promised the discussion.
Yeah.
So,
small one.
Right. So, you're right. I think the access we have and like the ability to like share our voices
mm-hmm.
and people to hear that is it's crazy, and that's like something
yeah.
that people, you know, 20, 30 years ago wouldn't have expected.
Like part of it, and maybe this is more like new. I don't know. Is like pretty privileged. Like, if someone sees, like, a video of, like, a pretty person singing a Broadway song on TikTok, they're more likely to like it or be like, oh my God, that's so good. But if they see, like, a person who's not conventionally attractive, a lot of times people just, like, not even, like, ew, they're ugly, I'm not gonna interact with it. But just kind of like a scroll.
Right.
I don't like to look at you, like, kind of a thing.
Yeah,
so not, like,
like
a purposely, like,
yeah.
trying to be, like, mean, but, like, just in your mind or whatever. Like,
mm-hmm. 'cause
a lot of people say, like, similar thing of like skinny privilege too, of like they noticed like when they lost a bunch of weight they got more noticed by people or people were nicer to them, and like it sounds like, well no, people are always, but like that's, it's real, like people
mm-hmm.
have gone through that for sure. But anyway, I feel like that's like
definitely
kind
a
of
big
in
part
like
of it.
Yeah, with like especially like nowadays with like people like going viral on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, whatever, it's
get, like take a look at the whole situation.
Like I don't know, because like there's a lot of like influencers and stuff who like they're pretty and like they do is dance in front of a
yeah
phone or and it's like I don't know,
like if yeah, like if they were you know an average person or mm-hmm. like I don't know, like a plus size person, would
yeah.
they be as popular as they are right now?
Yeah,
I don't know, you know,
and like ooh. Okay, we don't have to get into the whole topic of pretty privilege and whatnot. But yeah, I feel like there's definitely like is like a privilege in like that theater kind of world as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and when I say this, I'm not saying like I'm the best person to ever exist and I've never gotten
right.
anything because I'm so great because of this. But like I think every like plus size or tall girl can, they've at least been a grandma at least once.
Yeah, and like yeah, in theater
they've been a cast. If there's a grandma, you're the grandma. If there's like a mom, you're the mom. Like
mm-hmm.
instead of like always a bridesmaid, never a bride. Always a mom, never a bride.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
That kind of thing, where like, or like, for me at least, like whenever there was chances to like be like casted like with like a guy partner, like whether it be like romantic or just like in like whatever, I was never partnered with a guy unless he was taller than me. And I'm
really?
Tall. And there's plenty of shorter guys. I was never partnered with, like, a shorter guy. I was just partnered with a guy taller than me. And it's like, if the shorter guys get the lead, then I have no chance because I am taller
right.
than him and
mm-hmm.
kind of a thing. Which, again, I'm not saying I'm the cat's meow. I'm just saying, like, that's what I've noticed. And a lot of people on the internet can relate to that.
I definitely, yeah. No, I think that is not an uncommon feeling.
Yeah.
I know also just like it seems for like our school, and I'm sure a lot of males had an exponentially easier time getting a lead. If like
1,000%.
Almost guaranteed a lead. Yes. If you are like, obviously, you know, they're
and not necessarily like a lead, but like at least a name.
A name, right.
Not just ensemble.
Mm-hmm. Like you could almost expect that by the time you graduated, you'll have had one character with a name or at least a line.
In every single show.
In every single show. Right, yeah.
Yeah. If not the lead. Because there is like in like schools and stuff, I think a lot of times more females, more feminine people.
We definitely Yeah, like the males people. Were, yeah, like not as prominent.
So it's like, I get that if a play has like 10 masculine and 10 feminine parts, and then you have 30 feminine people auditioning and 12 masculine people, like,
right,
or whatever. Like, I understand that, but it's, there was some kids who like, were upset when they're, I only have like this one little thing. And it's like, okay, but like, there's 30 girls who don't have anything.
Right.
Who don't say anything, who are just in the background. Like, mm-hmm. Be grateful. Come on.
No, that's definitely...
And I think, like, yeah. I know, like, for my grade, there was a lot of talented women that, like, were just, like, in the background of stuff and didn't really get a part. And there were definitely talented ones that did get parts, and they mm-hmm. are and will always be talented. But then, like, the one, like, main guy part to a guy who was,
she's talking about me.
No. Not really measured up to all the ladies in the cast.
Right.
Because that they just didn't have the guys to do it or whatever. So you don't have to be, like, amazing to do it or whatever. You just have mm-hmm. to kind of be there. Like, everyone talks about, like, the meme where, like, 30 girls auditioned for Fiona, and they begged a guy to play Shrek.
Right, yeah. And, yeah, I think that's really true. I mean, they, like, you're right. It is hard because the talent pool is a lot smaller.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, it's just not fair, you know? Because it's, like, it's not your fault that it is smaller, too, you know? And, like, I don't know what they can do to solve that issue.
Yeah.
Other well, than, like, create like, shows with more feminine,
like, I don't know.
Leads or, like, feminine characters.
Because another issue, I think, is, like, seniority and, like, whether that should play a part in
that
it.
That was definitely, when I started, we had a different drama teacher than when I ended.
Yeah.
And when I started, they didn't care about seniority, right? Or did they?
They did.
They did. Okay. Because from my perspective, they gave me a lead my freshman year, when I would say there was definitely other males, right?
Well, but I do think that you were, like, a really good singer. Like, you had a better voice than they might have. They might have had more experience, perhaps, but...
Okay.
I don't know, because in my mind, it's like, I think... The part should go to the person who could do the part best.
Right.
However, I think when you are picking the show, you maybe should have your seniors in mind of, like, mm-hmm. here's the... Like, in my grade, a lot of them are really good dancers. So they picked a dancing musical.
Right.
Because a lot of them were good dancers. So I think you kind of just... I think it's more important to have, like, the seniors in mind when you're picking the show and not just, like, pick any show and, like...
Mm-hmm. Or if, like, we'll figure it out later.
You pick a show based off of, like, a freshman or something, like, go, they got time.
Right.
But again, I do think, like, it shouldn't just be, like, well, automatically the seniors are going to get the leads. Like, that's, like...
Because, yeah, there's definitely seniors who've gotten leads that I would say that shouldn't have.
Yeah.
But...
And definitely, like, other maybe underclassmen who maybe could have done it
better. But then it's not fair because, like, now they're expecting, they know that seniors get the leads. And then if they finally get to that senior position and they don't get it, but then it's like, is it better show or a chance for fairness, experience for the students.
Yeah, I think they should just have, like, with seniors in mind.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a good idea. Think,
like, and of course, like, there might be, like, seniors that, and like, for us, like, musical was definitely, out of, like, the three theater productions we had during the year, musical was the biggest by far.
Oh, yeah. Like, no, that one would sell out, and that would have the most people.
Yeah.
Like, so, like, in the show and watching the show.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I could do it better, but I did want to be a drama teacher.
Yeah, that was like, I remember that. That was like something you were really considering.
I think I could.
I think you'd do really good. I think that'd be a lot of fun too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Although, I mean, it would be lots of late nights.
Yeah, that's true.
And not much extra pay.
Yeah. Also, I feel like some, like, I don't know. There's also just a lot of, like, entitlement in theater with, like, anything really, where people are, like, picking or, like, auditioning and, like, stuff like that. Like, there's a lot of entitlement with it.
Yeah.
Like, people that are like, well, I, you know, I should get this because I did the whatever that. Like, there was one senior guy when you weren't in high school yet.
Okay.
Who, like, he knew he was gonna get the lead. He didn't even try at his audition.
Really?
Didn't even try at all. And he still got the lead. He still got a good job, but it's like, what are you proving here? Like, you should still try.
Like auditions, I don't know.
They're not that hard.
They're not hard at all. And, I don't know, I thought they were kind of fun. Not fun, but they were stressful. But it was like, I don't know, it was your chance to shine. Like, show how cool you are, you know? So, like, I would have tried.
And I think, like, they're definitely, like, able to, like, go off of, like, more than just, like, that audition or whatever. But it's
right.
Like,
because they've seen him before.
Don't be a jerk. But... like, at least try. Like, are you just proving the point? Like, what are you doing? Like,
right. Like, yeah. Like, what was your goal
in
giving up?
It always frustrated me when they would say, like, sing, like, 30 seconds of any song. And people would, like, sing, like, the song for the lead of the show they were auditioning for.
Yeah.
Because, like, okay, I get what you're doing. But if, like, if that's what they wanted,
they would have told everyone to do that.
Because, of course, everyone would want to sing that song to show how they can sing that song.
Yep.
So it's like, come on.
Yeah, I knew people. And it was like...
ow! You stepped on my toe.
Sorry, I didn't step on your toe. I knew people would do that. And it was always kind of like, are they... they're saying, oh, come on. Like, I don't know. And it was like, yeah, like you said, I get it. But, I don't know. Now's your chance to show your versatility throughout all of your singing. Because they don't just sing that song.
Yeah.
They might sing songs that are faster paced.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, like, sing a song, like, of the vibes.
Right.
Of the show. Like, don't go singing, like, a very fast, like, crazy song if it's, like, a really sad drama or something. Like,
but yeah, it's just kind of like, I don't know. It's too tacky. It's cheesy. Yeah, yeah, is it cheesier? Yeah, tacky to sing the lead song. Like, I don't know.
Because, if they wanted to hear you sing it, they would ask for a callback.
They would have given you music to sing it.
Yeah.
And the, yeah. And, the,
you, and given you everyone the chance to sing it.
Right, yeah, because what if every single person came in and sang that song?
Yeah.
Then, yeah, again, like, I don't know. Yeah, you're right, you're right, yeah. I agree.
Also, people, entitlement of, like, quitting if they didn't get the part they wanted.
Right.
There was a few people that did that.
Mm-hmm, where it was like, they were like, yeah, I just got a small named character dropping out.
It's like, be thankful. I don't know.
And it's like, I don't know, I feel like, just having fun is a big part of it, too. Like, because for us, we'd always go to, like, Chuck E. Cheese after.
Mm-hmm.
After, like, our second Saturday show.
Yeah.
And that was such a fun experience. And now you're missing out on that.
All the rehearsals.
Yeah, just hanging out with the cast. Like, the right before the show where they're, like, hyping us up. Like, all of that. Gone. Just because you didn't get a main... I don't know. That's crazy.
That was always frustrating.
And now they've got to recast the role, too.
Yeah.
So now they got to pull somebody else, and if they're pulling, like, another character, then they got... yeah, it's like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, let's be real.
That happened a few times for, like, spring play. Like, there were, like, seniors that, like, auditioned, but, like, no other seniors did, and then they just decided they weren't going to do it anymore.
Really?
That happened, like, 2 years at least, yeah.
That's crazy.
But...
yeah, I would just be having fun.
Mm-hmm. I really, overall, just, like, I miss performing so much.
Me too. It was so much fun. Kaylee and I were just, like... for, like, testing up our mics, we were just reading, like, a little, like, monologue.
Yeah.
And it was fun. It was like, wow, I missed this.
Mm-hmm.
This
we also were doing some karaoke.
Yeah, we were doing some karaoke. Just test it out. See how it's
see the mic.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And
so fun.
It was like, wow, like, this is this is good. And, you know, like being on the stage, seeing the people in front of you who paid money to come see this show.
Yeah.
And are there to watch you perform.
Or like, ooh, like saying a joke and the audience
and laughs. And the audience laughs and you're like, I'm hilarious. That's right, laugh. You know? Or yeah, and like you see your family.
You can dance somewhere and you're breathing heavy and then everyone's
and
like,
and everybody's like, yeah. Or like at the end of the show when you go out and they're like clapping and they're standing for you. Like, man, like, I don't know. That's
it's like all your hard work.
Right.
That's so good.
And it was so sad when the shows were done.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was like, all right. Especially like the end of spring play. Yeah. It's like, this is the last time you're acting for this with the seniors.
Yeah.
I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it, you know? It's like, okay. Yeah. Because it was like, wow. You know, like, you spent how long with these people practicing, and then now it's done.
Yeah. Ooh, I just thought of a memory that I'm not going to share for, but it made me mad.
It made you mad?
So, Hunter, we'll talk about it later.
Okay, yeah. After the show.
Yeah. Our little debrief.
Yep. But yeah, no, I just, again, I miss theater. And maybe we'll do community theater someday.
Yeah.
But I think that'd be such a fun time. But
yeah.
Do you have any other remarks, Kaylee?
No.
No? Nothing for now?
Yeah.
So, again, that was our discussion. That was the part two discussion.
Of theater.
Of our, theater. and I really hope that everybody listening enjoyed it. Sorry if you don't like us rambling.
You can tweet us and tell us to stop.
Right, right. We'll,
I don't know what our tweet is, so I'm not going to, never mind.
It's on the website.
It's on the website.
onceuponamike.com.
Yep.
but again, thank you very much for listening.
Yes, thank you.
We had a lot of fun talking, so hopefully hopefully everybody has a lot of fun listening. So
thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you for tuning in to
Love you.
What? That's so sweet. Thank you for tuning in to Once Upon a Mike.
Once Upon a Mike.